This is Totally Cool Tech, the show that brings you the hottest in cool technology. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech.
Welcome, everybody. This is Totally Cool Tech Podcast Edition number 539, Tech Gifts for Him, for Monday, December 19th, 2011. I'm Norbert Davis, your host. Hey, it's less than a week to go here, all right? This is it. This is the final couple of days before Christmas. So, yeah, we're going to get on to the end of this one. And you know what? We're really going to have some fun on this one tonight. Totally Cool Tech is a proud member of the techpodcasts.com network. If it's tech, it's here, where all the member shows produce family-friendly and work-safe podcasts. And we're also part of the Blueberry.com podcast community. So please go check out both of these sites for other great podcasts. On today's episode, we're going to go over some really cool tech that I thought you might want to get your geek for this Christmas. Everything from GPS ski goggles to Bluetooth alarms to ultra remotes and more. So stay tuned. Now we have a new sponsor and I want to tell you about them. It's Mosey Pro for Business. When it comes right down to it, running a successful business, you know, there are many things you can do to get it right, like hiring good people. But one thing is often overlooked, and that is protecting the data that powers your business. Something as innocent as a spilled drink or leaving your laptop in the backseat of a taxi can spell disaster. 32% of all data loss is caused by human error. Even a single incident of data loss isn't cheap. It can cost $10,000 or more to recover data from a single laptop or server. Mosey Pro backs up Windows PCs, Macs, and servers for over 70,000 organizations, from small businesses and large companies like GE, Starwood Hotels, Accenture, and Subway Restaurants. Mosey Pro is also the backup solution for nonprofit educational institutions like Stanford University, the Yale School of Management, and many, many more. Scott, the CEO of an IT consulting company, and the rest of his company were at a training conference 650 miles away from the home office when the company's web server crashed. Thanks to Mosey Pro, Scott went back to the hotel and easily restored the backup copy of his website over the internet. Mosey Pro paid for itself that day and for years to come. If you're not backing up your business data with Mosey Pro, here's a reason you should consider Mosey Pro to back up your business data. Mosey has a knowledgeable and friendly U.S.-based support staff available 24/7. If your business is not backed up with Mosey Pro, you really need to make sure your data is backed up. Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this for a long time, and they run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you can save 15% by using the promo code PODCAST15. Call 877-669-9776. That's 877-669-9776. Or visit moseypro.com. That's moseypro.com. All right, let's go ahead and dive on into this episode, Tech Gifts for Him. And the first thing that I have here is the GPS ski goggles. And I found these over at Hammerkerschlemmer, which is probably one of the most favorite sites I like going to check out anything tech geeky, just new and different and sometimes over the top. And these are really, really cool. I think I reported on these a couple of years ago. Zeal Optics is the company that makes these, and they are so, so cool. They're the only ski goggles with a heads-up performance display. The goggles use GPS and state-of-the-art sensors to track maximum, average, and current speed, current temperature, latitude, and longitude. It also covers total vertical distance traversed, number of runs completed, and the total round or total ground covered. The unobtrusive 2-inch display is similar to those found like in jet pilot helmets, and the LCD dashboard continuously displays performance data inside the goggles on the right lens frame, so it doesn't block your view in the way it's strategically located, and it alerts you when altitude or speed milestones have been achieved. Also, there's a built-in stopwatch that lets you, time and flag runs for posterity. The goggles store up to 24 hours of data on its internal memory that can be uploaded to a computer via the included USB cable and with free downloadable software, organized, analyzed, and shared with family and friends. The goggles themselves feature permanent anti-fog polarized lenses that block 99% of glare and automatically transition between yellow and deep amber as light conditions change. The GPS itself is powered by a lithium-ion battery that lasts up to 6 hours on a 3-hour charge via USB or the included AC adapter. Now it includes a hard protective case and carrying bag. The software works with Windows 7, Vista XP, and the Mac. So this is pretty slick. It's going for $499.95, but it is really, really nice. I love it. This is, I don't ski, but I would just because of this. I mean, this, if I'm going to go skiing, I want one of these. That is just too cool. Of course, it didn't say if it recorded the G-Shock when you fall down, because that's what I would be doing a lot of. But other than that, really, really cool. Now, this was pretty slick. I love this. I found this over at ThinkGeek, and it's the Abyss LED touchscreen watch. This is incredible. It's different. If your geek loves to be different, have some different stuff, this is one of them. This LED watch, it doesn't have any numbers. It's not a typical LED digital type watch. It doesn't have numbers at all. It has white LEDs at all where the numbers would be, all the 5-minute marks, or all the hours. And then it has, the incremental minutes in between. But the really slick thing is it flashes the white hour symbol, whichever dot that is on the analog, the round dial. And then it shows you the minutes in the blue dot. So it's different. You can't just read it easily. It's different. You have to think. And your geek loves to do that. Your geek really, really loves to do that. And this is only $50. And I thought this was pretty darn slick. You're going to have to check this out. And it does have a black snakeskin textured leather band with a buckle and clasp. So it's not rubberized or anything like that. It's a leather style watch, watch band. Really, really cool. But if they don't want that, if you would like to get them, say, a regular style, semi-dressy watch, I'd say it's pretty dressy, very business-like, there's the Bluetooth watch with caller ID display. It's a perfect companion for your cell phone. It displays caller name or number, the caller name or number on the watch face, and it will allow you to mute your phone from your watch, and you don't have to pull out your phone unless you really have to, because you can see who's calling you, which is really nice. So if you maybe get your phone on vibrate and it's in a holster or a case or something like that, and it goes off and you're in a business meeting, you just look at your watch and you can tell who's calling. So you know if you really need to take the call or not. Pretty darn cool. $60. And again, over at ThinkGeek, and I thought this was a really, really nice one. Okay, now kind of keeping with this Bluetooth theme going on here and phones, I found this, and this is really cool. It's a Bluetooth tag alarm, and this is by Cobra. And not the G.I. Joe Cobra. This is the Cobra, like the CB people, and they also make the radar detectors. So they came out with this Bluetooth tag alarm, and this thing is really slick. It's a sensor that is attached to your keys. It's got a keyring availability to it. You can put a keyring on it, and you can also hook it up to your purse, your computer bag, or any other item that you want to protect from loss. And the sensor communicates with your phone's free app, and it will remind you if you leave your phone or valuables behind. The Cobra tag also is a two-way finder. Tap the button on the Cobra tag to ring your smartphone. And if you're looking for your Cobra tag to protected item, like your keys, and say you got your phone with you, but you left your keys behind, use the phone's application to make the Cobra tag ring. You can make it ring, so they'll ring each other, which is really great. This will allow you, to keep your stuff handy and conveniently located. Another nice thing about it is to secure your phone's data, the powerful Phone Halo application can set to lock. It can be set to lock your phone when you're out of range of your tagged item. So never lose your stuff again. Now, you're going to think, okay, this is only going to work with the iPhone, right? Well, guess what? This is that's the one thing it doesn't work with. It works with Android and with BlackBerry, but it doesn't seem to work with iPhone. So maybe they're working on an app for that. I don't know. I guess there is no app for that for iPhone. But they show it here with an Android. The Motorola Droid X or X2. I can't tell. Looks like the X because that's what I have. Are you kidding me? That is awesome. That is something for me. Not that I want another thing on my keyring. I really hate that. But, I can hook that up to my computer bag or something like that. No, not that I usually leave my phone behind or anything. I usually have my keys and my phone on me at all times. Rarely would I put my phone away, put my phone down. But, I have been known to do that. So this would really be great for my mother-in-law who either puts her purse down and leaves it or leaves her keys behind and can't, anyway. But, yeah. Okay. But, yeah, for, what was it? Let's see, at Cobra, online at the Cobra store, you can get it for like 80, but at, Amazon, you can get it for $60 and it's an Amazon Prime. So you get it within 2 days of shipping. That is awesome. All right. What else we got here? Oh yeah. Back over at Hammacher Schlemmer. Like I said, I love this place. Okay, you got your smartphone. How about some touchscreen compatible gloves? It is winter. It is cold. You're going to have to be taking out your phone to call people, talk and text and keep up with whatever, whatever's going on, your social networking. Maybe you need to make a stock, deal or something like that. Send a photo, whatever. Doesn't matter. But you're going to be wearing your gloves. Your geek's going to be wearing his gloves. How about the touchscreen compatible gloves? Now, this is Hammacher Schlemmer, so it's not always cheap, but I tell you what, these are really nice gloves. These are leather gloves that enable the complete control of a touchscreen device while keeping your hands warm. It's ideal for use with smartphones, ATMs, GPS devices. The gloves employ carbon fiber conductive threads woven into the index finger and the thumb that maintains the conductivity necessary for, that little bit of nuance in the tactile control of a touchscreen device. Inhibited by traditional gloves, because you can't do that with a regular glove, right? Now, the glove allows accurate typing and will enable any touchscreen commands, such as zooming in or out via the pinch gesture, or scrolling through pictures with finger swipes and all that. Now, the gloves are not made with just one leather. It's actually two. The back is made with sheepskin leather, and the palms are made with lambskin leather. Now, they're 100% cashmere lining. Just keeps your hands nice and toasty warm, so I tell you what, when I have to be outside, I really don't like wearing gloves a lot, but if I'm going to wear them, they better keep my hands warm, because I hate it when my hands get cold. If I have to work outside, do anything outside, just be outside, and it's cold, and my hands get cold, oh, I hate it. So if I have to wear gloves, I want them to be warm, and they have sizes everywhere from small, which is 7.5, medium 8.5 to 9, large or 9.5 to 10, and XL is 10.5 to 11. So for $90, I think this is actually a pretty good deal. It's stylish. It allows you to use your touchscreen phone. I think it's awesome. So check that out. Oh, what else do I got here? Oh yeah. If you're going to be doing that, touchscreen, well, we'll kind of keep with the touchscreen and the Bluetooth going here. How about a Bluetooth keyboard case for your iPad or iPad 2? Because, you really need a keyboard after all with that Bluetooth or with your iPad. I was at a friend's house today. She was working with her iPad. She had a little, the little cover for it. She flips it open. She starts working with it. And I said, do you have that one with the keyboard in it? She's like, what are you talking about? I said, yeah, you got to have one with the keyboard in it. It's Bluetooth. She's like, really? I don't have to, turn my wrists, to sit down and type on this thing and have it up at a nice angle. I said, no, it makes it look like a laptop almost. It's really, really cool. And it's only $30 over at ThinkGeek. I mean, this is awesome. It's really simple to use. It's sleek, it's stylish, multifunctional. And they have the iPad 2 version. They have a regular iPad version. And it sets up really easy. It's Bluetooth version 2 compatible with iOS 3.2 and up. And it charges over USB and the cable is included. Okay, I think this is just so slick. And for $30, really? I mean, come on, this is really, really nice. And it is a full leather, case for the thing. So you can flip it down and it folds all the way over. It's really, really nice. I think it's sweet. And I think that, you know, sweet looking. Really, really cool thing here. And what else we got? Oh, yeah. I love this. The Magic Geek Ball. All right. You've all seen the Magic 8 Ball, right? Well, how about one for the geek? It's got things like fail, win, further win, LOL, RTFM. We all know what that is. Meh. And 404 error and a bunch more. There's like 20 different responses that this thing has. And it's only $8. I mean, if your geek loved the 8 ball, the Magic 8 ball, which I love, I have an app on my Droid for that because it's so funny. You know, sometimes you just need to make a decision. You pull out the Magic 8 ball. Yeah, this is the Magic Geek Ball. It's great. Like I said, 20 different answers. And it's awesome. It's really awesome. So check that out. It also has like the smiley face, and that is awesome. Okay, what else we got? What else we got? Oh, yeah. What geek couldn't have a remote? You got to have a remote, right? Because I know he's got a lot of gadgets, a lot of tech gadgets for, you know, for your TV, for your DVR, for your Blu-ray player and your Roku. Maybe you got a Boxy. Maybe you got a Logitech Review. How about the Logitech Harmony 650 remote? Now, why this one and why not one of the other ones like the Logitech 1000 or the Logitech, what is it, the One or the Universal? Yeah, I mean, I think it was the One. It's called the One. Yeah, I picked this one because it's inexpensive and it's perfect. It's simple. It's $50 right now over at Amazon, and it is Prime available, which is great. It does everything. It'll work up to 5 different devices. And I've got, I think I got the 510, which is very nice. And I love it because it makes things simple. If you have a complex setup with your home theater or, you know, your TV and your DVR and your satellite box, whatever you've got, this thing will make it simple. Especially, you know, when friends and relatives are over for holidays or things like that, or, you know, the mother-in-law comes over and wants to watch something, and she's house-sitting for you, you show her this thing and say, look, Mom, here you go. Anything you want to do, press this. It's got a little screen, a nice color screen on it. You set up everything. You want to watch TV? Mom, point it at the TV. Say you want to watch HDTV? Bam, it goes through those cycles of turning this off, making the TV, you know, make sure the TV's over on this input, turns this device off, this device on, all that kind of stuff. And if someone had gone through and started turning things on and off manually and things aren't working, it's got the help feature. Oh, that is the best. That is the best. I mean, that thing has saved me from having to troubleshoot, you know, TV problems with my wife. For years, I've had one of these things. And that is the actual selling point right there. And any geek likes that. Because, you know, once a geek sits down to watch his TV, the last thing they want to do is get up out of their recliner and go start messing with inputs and figuring out what got turned off wrong or whatever. This thing is awesome. I highly recommend it. And like I said, at $50, get two of them. Because I know you have a TV in, you know, he has a TV in the living room, a whole setup. And then they got one in the back room, the bedroom or something like that. Or maybe even in their office loft or den or man cave, whatever. They've got another one. They got two of these, you know, they got two set up somewhere, maybe even three. At $50, get three of them. My gosh, you know, it's really not that hard. You know, these things are easy to use. They're awesome. I can't recommend it anymore. It's just so awesome. All right. Last but not least, if your geek is a gamer, they probably play Black Ops. And maybe they like that so much, they wish they were Black Ops. Well, if they do, I've got something for you. It's a Black Ops Throat Mic iPhone headset. Now, this will actually work with other phones, but for iPhone, it's kind of got a little bit of a setup here. It's a little bit special for it. Now, what is a throat mic, you say? Well, glad you asked. The throat mic hugs your neck, and it picks up the sound directly from your vocal cords, okay? This has two great features to it. You can whisper and still be heard clearly on the other end of the person, you know, who's listening to you. and they can't hear any of the outside sounds because this thing is hugging up against their throat. You only hear the voice. Therefore, the throat mic is based, the throat mic based headset is perfect for use in a noisy environment, like, you know, when you're laying down mortar rounds or something like that on a secret mission with Black Ops where you got to be really quiet so nobody can hear you coming. Or you're cruising in your convertible, you know, and just out anywhere working or something like that in a noisy construction zone or something, maybe industrial. You can have this thing on and you can just talk normally and people can hear you. You don't have to yell or anything. They can hear you perfectly. Now, the headset cancels all outside noise, but it can pick up a whisper. That is so cool. It has advanced throat mic technology. It's perfect for noisy environments. It does have an integrated iPhone answer button on the cord, which is, you know, that's kind of cool. It's compatible with any phone that lets you use a headphone earbud style, which is the regular 3.5 millimeter, 1/8 inch jack. Does have some comfortable in-ear headset design. And it is fully adjustable. Now, in its durable, combat-ready design, I mean, this thing is Black Ops looking, and you got to go see this. And it is $120, but man, that thing is so cool. If your guy's a gamer, you know, if your geek is, if he's into gaming, I know he plays Black Ops. They all do. We all do. I have. Okay? Lots of times. Of course, I'm getting my butt kicked by my kids, but still, you know, this is just totally cool. This is totally slick, and it is Black Ops look. I mean, it does look like, you know, you're wearing one of these military style, you know, throat mics. It's really, really slick. And like I said, $120 over at ThinkGeek. You can't go wrong with this. Any of these, any of them, all of them are really, really cool. You got to try this stuff out. You got to look at it. If any of these from ThinkGeek or Hammock or Schlemmer didn't hit the mark, if one of them, any of them didn't hit the mark for your geek, go to Hammock or Schlemmer, go to ThinkGeek, go to Amazon. Those are some of the best places to find geek stuff, okay? I mean, if you really, really got a hard time finding something for your geek, Hammock or Schlemmer got some really cool, that's a little bit more high-end, but got some really good stuff. I mean, you can buy the lawn robot. I think I covered this years ago on the podcast, where it's like the iRoomba, but for your lawn. It'll go out and learn your lawn, and it'll do your, you know, cut your lawn and all that, and go park itself and recharge on its own. That is so cool. Which I think is like $1,500. I'm just saying, I think it's $1,500. I'd have to go back and check it, but I mean, you can buy a hovercraft for like $6,000, which is awesome. And then there's ThinkGeek. I mean, you can get everything from canned, you know, tactical bacon, to the iPhone Black Ops throat mic headset. I mean, come on. You can get t-shirts and all that kind of stuff. Really great stuff over there. And like I said, can't go wrong. Can't go wrong at ThinkGeek at all. There's tons of stuff. Tons. Zombies and bacon, Star Wars, Star Trek, Doctor Who, mad scientist stuff. My gosh, everything. And, you know, it's on sale for Christmas, so can't beat that either. Well, all right. Now, that is going to be it. Next time, we are going to have the Geek's Christmas List. That's right. My open letter to Santa Claus. That's my open Christmas letter to Santa Claus. And I'll probably have that here. Well, let's see. Next Sunday is the big day. The big man is going to be flying into town and coming down the chimney, putting some stuff in my stocking underneath my tree, and we'll see what happens. Maybe he's going to get me ready for CES, maybe bring me a few things. Who knows? But yeah, we'll have that. Hopefully, I hope to have that out before Friday. So be looking for that before Friday. I'm hoping, but by Friday, we'll have that for you. So, all right. Hey, still have my son's challenge to you. What is your favorite tech? Send in a video or an audio submission. Show me what you have tech-wise that is just so darn cool you can't do without. Or what are you giving or what do you want for Christmas? You know, tell me what you want for Christmas. send it in. I'll put it on there with my Geeks Christmas list. You know, we'll get everybody in on that. All right, send me in what you want. Get it into me by Wednesday. End of day Wednesday. If you get it into me before Thursday night, I guarantee you you'll be on. I don't care who it is, what it is, throw it in. All right, as long as it's geek, tech, whatever, and clean, I got to be family friendly, right? All right, we'll put it on there. We'll get you in. You can ride the coattails, all right? Cool. All right, so yeah, go ahead and send that in. If you have any questions, comments, hate mail, whatever, just email me, tctpodcast@gmail.com. If you like the show, and I think you do, please recommend us to a friend. And I really got to thank you all for sticking around this year. And it's been a difficult year putting the shows out due to all the travel I've been doing for work, my regular 9-to-5, the thing that pays the bills. I apologize. I'm not putting so much out this year. Planning on changing that. I'm getting back to my weekly routine, so you know things are getting better. All of the show notes and links, contact info, are here at the website, totallycooltech.com. And hey, do you know about some cool tech that you think we all should know? Should be on the show? Point me to it. Let me know. Send me in an email. Call me up. Whatever. Let me know. All right? So, if you want to go ahead and call me, just call the listener line. Area code 540-999-TECH. It's got a 3-minute limit on it because it's Google Voice. Look for me on Twitter. Just search for TCT Podcast. You can also find me on Facebook. And, yeah, that's it. Hey, like I said, going to CES. I got a new logo. Have you seen the website? I got a new logo. All right. It's. Tell me what you think. I've thrown it out. I've thrown it up there. I think it looks cool myself. But I want your feedback. Tell me what it looks like. Looks good, bad. You want it on the it's on the left side right now. No, it's on the right side right now. Do you want it on the left side, center, semi off center? I don't know what. Let me know. Let me know what you think. I really want to know. All right, everybody, that's it. I will see you next time.